back to the Hoop Tech Coaches Preview Show. It's presented by First Source Title Agency. Great to be here at Hoop Tech in North Ridgeville, and it's where basketball meets technology. Rob Polinsky, Rocco Nucci here with you. Joey Nichols, oh ye of little faith. Joey just doesn't have any faith in us back there in studio control. Don't you worry, Joey. We know what we're doing here, and we've got Jared Kozar here on site to keep the wheels on the wagon here. And now we're joined by Jared Mihalik. He's an assistant coach with the Clearview Lady Clippers. And Coach Mihalik, thanks for pinch hitting. What is it with Demacia that he can't make it up here tonight?
Busy guys. You know, a ton of stuff going on. And
don't lie for him.
I don't know. I am not lying. I always speak the truth. I'm a guy. I do not lie. That is my motto.
Okay.
But yeah.
So tell us about the Clearview Lady Clippers.
They look hungry this year. You know, ready to compete. You know, we're focusing a lot on defense. You know, to create offense on the defensive end, and really working on that. Working hard every day. You know, in order to get better to compete. You know, really well this year.
And give us a little bit about your background. I know you said this is the first year that you've been helping out the Clearview Varsity program. How did you come to do this?
Very excited. I played basketball, you know, my whole life. You know, toddler, I was shooting hoops, you know, throughout the family history of basketball between my dad playing at Clearview, my aunt, you know, at Clearview, my sister, you know. So a lot of sports in our history and everything. And I knew the Demacia brothers, kind of grew up with them and known them forever. And, you know, he was like, hey, how do you feel about coaching this year? I'm like, all right, man. Give it a go. You know, so I'm really excited to team up with those guys.
It's early stages for you thus far into the coaching. What did you say, just a handful of weeks for you thus far? How's it been going for you so far on a personal level?
Yeah, it's been going great. It's phenomenal. You know, the girls are great. You know, they can't ask for any more with how hard they're really, you know, working. They seem like they're hungry, you know, really, really ready to win and play hard this year.
What is it about them that sticks out to you and makes you say that they're hungry? Just their effort and attitude in the gym, things off the court, excitedness levels kind of going up. Like, what is it that makes you think that, okay, this year's team is hungry to get after some wins?
They never say no. You know, whatever we ask them to do, you know, they're always running the hardest, trying the hardest, you know, never quitting, you know. Just line drills never stop before the line, you know, just it's just, you can tell when they want it. You know, you can't teach that tenacity to want after it. So, yeah, it's exciting.
I know we were talking a little bit about just last year's team and last year's record. Now, for you coming in, you look at last year and, you know, disappointing perhaps just in terms of overall record, conference record. Does that help fuel the girls this season saying, hey, we don't want, you know, 4 or 5 months of disappointment in subpar basketball? We want to crank things up a notch this year and get after that. Do you kind of sense that from the girls?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, yeah, nobody wants to go into a game thinking we're going to lose.
Sure.
You know, so, yeah, we got them thinking that, you know, we can win every game. You know, why not? You know.
Jared Mihalik is with us. He's an assistant coach for the Clearview Lady Clippers, filling in tonight for Nick Demacia. And Coach, if you could, let's talk about some of the young ladies on this year's team. I know you haven't had a scrimmage yet, and, you know, games are upcoming, but who are some of the young ladies that have stood out in practice that you think the team might be counting on this year?
I've stood out in practice. I'd say we have a junior, Nevaeh Berrios, a perimeter shooter, very good shooter. We have sophomore Lexi Rodriguez. She's a point guard, so we're looking at her to lead the offense, you know, get things going down on that end. Sophomore Haley Jerpy, she's a guard, two guard, create real well on offense, you know, tough, can handle the ball. In fact, a couple of times I've seen her, you know, I'm like, where did that come from? You know, holy cow. So, yeah, I'm excited to watch her play. Another sophomore, Reina Ramos, you know, she's a post player, real strong, strong rebounding and finishing on the rebounds. Senior, Jeremiah Ruiz, looking for her to lead the defensive stand. You know, real good at one-on-one defense, you know, real tenacious. So, and then our JVs, nine freshmen, you know, on our JV team.
Wow.
So we've got a real young team. You know, they're all tough.
You know, I know it might be a hard question this early into it, and since you're so new to it, but, you know, what do you think the strengths of this year's team, you know, might be as you go through the season?
Teamwork, team, you know, they preach family a lot, you know, and it seems like everybody gets along and has fun. You know, I try to tell them you got to have fun when you play. You play a lot better when you're having fun out there, you know, so. Yeah, I'm excited. Excited to get it started, you know.
Sophomore point guard in Lexi Rodriguez. I think I saw her last year once, maybe twice as a freshman, and I was very impressed just kind of with her overall maturity and understanding of the game at such a young age. You seem kind of – I know you weren't there last year, but what kind of progress maybe have you seen just in your short time? What are expectations for her? Get just a sophomore in control of the offense, something she's ready for, you think?
Right, 100%. You know, she definitely seems like she knows what she's doing, you know, and You know, you can just tell the way certain players move, you know, and see the floor, you know, almost like a floor general and everything. So, yeah, I'm excited. Excited to watch her. But, yeah, it should be good, man.
Just in your conversations, maybe with other coaches and with Coach Demakia, what are your expectations maybe? And I know it's still early, but just going into the league. Again, we kind of talked about last year and, you know, what does it take to take that next step and be competitive night in and night out within the conference? Is that maybe where expectations are this year for you guys?
Right, yeah, absolutely. With the conference first, you know, but like I said, we're trying to preach starting on the defensive end, you know, and having that create into offense and, you know, just play hard every night, you know. Can't ask for nothing more than that.
Is it tough to get high school kids at times to buy in on the defensive end? I know, we, you know, thinking back to when I was a teenager, just like, I got to score, got to want to do this, that, and the other, crossovers, dribble, shoot. Is it tough to get kids to buy in on that defensive side?
You know, you think it would be, but not with these girls, you know. They all seem to know what they're doing, good. You know, and really want to get after it. So it'll be good.
Coach, asked you about what you thought some of the strengths might be. You know, what do you think maybe some of the concerns going into the season, or maybe some areas where you think we need to improve as we get through the season?
I guess I would say just with being how young they are, you know, learn each other, like I said, you know, with the JV, with all the freshmen and everything, and trying to get them up, you know, up to par so, you know, everybody can play well. But, yeah, I'd probably say just the youngness and playing together. But that should come with time.
You know, a year ago, Coach Demakia gave us a little bit of a bio saying that they were 7-16 and looking to improve on the defensive side of the ball, be a little more efficient on offense in order to be more competitive, and says the goal is to grow and improve and put themselves into contention. Do you kind of agree with what Coach Demakia's assessment was there of the team?
100%. And then even if I didn't, I still agree.
Well, of course. 100%. I'm trying to give you a softball there, Coach.
Right, no, I appreciate you.
Trying to lob it to you. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, 100%, man.
So you said you weren't entirely sure what scrimmages were coming up, if I recall, you know, before we got on air here, but you still have a couple coming up. You don't know who against them.
Right, yeah.
When do you guys get rolling season-wise? When is the opener for
November
you guys?
November 28th.
Okay.
Yeah, and I
okay.
know that's my birthday.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so big day good. For you
yeah.
then, Coach.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just hope he's listening here. Right. I expect a cake.
Well, you want to win for your birthday present,
oh,
right?
Heck yeah, man.
Who you got on the 28th?
Luther West, I believe.
Okay. All right.
Yes. Very good. Very good.
Well, Coach, we really appreciate you pinch hitting for the Demakias. Thanks for coming in for us. Did a great job, and best of luck to you and everyone with Clearview this year.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
That's our pleasure. That's Jared Mihalik, the assistant coach of the Clearview Lady Clippers. And we'll